Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with an available GPS-linked solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
Poetry is an orphan of silence. The words never quite equal the experience behind them. Charles Simic.
My guest on today's Poets Weave program, Joseph Kirschbaum, has published 3 books of poetry. He is on faculty at the John Waldron Art Center. His new spoken word album, Our Voices Sound Like Silence, has just been released. I am your host, Jenny Kander. Joe, give us your orphans of silence.
Relative proximity. Even if snow had not canceled the roads, I still could not find my sister's house. Hers is a compromised home where she sleeps on the couch and makes meatless sandwiches. I have met her husband 3 faceless times. Even if I knew the name of her small suburb, pinned down which street, which house she lives in, even if I touched her face, I still could not find her. My brother sleeps in an unknown location. Under the same roof are his 2 nameless children. Their mothers are women I have never met. At one time, I may have known where his house is, but I have forgotten. If he marked it on a map, I have lost it. This ignorance is not solely mine. My brother and sister cannot find me tonight. I am not hiding, but I am hidden. I fell down a well years ago and never called for help. I took up residence. I licked the bricks clean of moss. I swallowed all the water as I waited. Perhaps the rest of my family also sleeps in wells tonight. Perhaps they are looking at stars through portals protruding from the ground. Their whispers, swallowed by the earth, never escape the topsoil. Maybe this is why I've never heard them calling. Have I been listening? My family may not sleep far from here, but they are asleep on the moon. A confession. Even in the quietest moments of desperation, I have never prayed. When crises have eluded my solutions, comforting is not applicable, I have never searched outward for intervention or inspiration. I have depended on my firmly planted roots, the tangible soil, until this morning, when I stared upward into the snow-filled sky, helpless. Her plane vanished like a ghost in daylight, or anything that is hurtling itself headstrong into a blizzard. My neck was a frozen tree trunk, just as motionless, just as dependent on the sky. From a distance, it may have looked like I was praying. I wasn't, but I couldn't argue this observation. I was reaching beyond my roots, my familiar, earth-bound roots. You're all over the floor. Every corner of this house has the deposits you've left behind. You're woven into my couch. You clog the drain in my bathroom sink. Flakes of your skin and hair wander around in the stale sunlight like lost tourists. I inhale your exhaust. The dust I'm leaving behind will intertwine with your dust. Our bodies will dance without us even being in the room. When the dancing settles down, we will hide in corners, under tables, like children hiding from strangers. Eventually, we will be discovered. We will be swept up and forgotten. Then we will be one, like we always should have been. Fractures. A hairline fracture opens and swallows the boys, like a child gasping during an asthma attack. The frozen mouth sucks in what life it can. The boys are inhaled, quietly as naked branches, shaking in no wind. The incident happens so suddenly, it almost doesn't happen. The slow freezing is peaceful. The auditorium of the lungs fills with no applause, but the open mouths of a shocked audience who can't accept how quickly and quietly the end comes.
The poems you've been listening to are by Joseph Kirschbaum. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.